This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Lisa Hustrider-Lamb, Executive Director of the Mini Time Machine Museum of Miniatures, and an artist in her own right, painting, drawing, and working in mixed media. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Ava. I'm happy to be here.
Lisa, first off, could you describe the Mini Time Machine to us? For someone who's never been there, what would they experience starting with walking right up to that enormous front door?
Well, I think it transforms you instantly. You come into what a lot of people call their happy place, and we are a really magical museum in so many different ways. The museum has a collection that dates back to the 1700s, as well as presenting work from contemporary times. We have three different galleries. One is designed to engage children, but the child in all of us really enjoys it. It's called the Enchanted Realm, and it has fantasy-themed miniatures and a magical tree in the middle of the room. And in that magical tree lives a fairy who will fly down and greet children when they come around to see her. One thing that's really wonderful about our museum is this is a special place in Tucson, because across the country of the United States, there are really only three museums that feature miniatures.
So how long ago was it that the Mini Time Machine was opened?
Well, we opened in 2009. We'll be celebrating 10 years this coming September, and we are very excited about that. So with our 10-year anniversary on the horizon, we're going to have a community celebration on Sunday, September 1st, and that will be free and open to the public.
I was really hoping that you could tell us a little bit about Ray Matterson.
That was one of our earlier exhibits. Ray is such an interesting guy. He has a really unique story. So he grew up in Michigan. And he had kind of a troubled childhood. He was the son of an alcoholic, and it just led to troubles later in life. He became a cocaine addict, and as a result, landed himself in jail. While he was in prison, he really started to reflect on his life, and he wanted to rehabilitate himself. And he was sitting in his cell, and he was thinking about his grandmother and what she did, because he spent some time living with his grandmother when he was a child. And he remembered how when she was relaxing, she would always be embroidering. Well, here he is in a prison and he has no access to anything. So he cut a piece of his bed sheet. He took the Tupperware that he had and cut out holes to make an embroidery hoop, basically with his Tupperware dish, and got permission to get some needles. And then he didn't have any threads, so he unraveled the threads of his socks, because he had tube socks with different colored stripes. And he started making little embroideries. They were only about 1 inch by 2 inch. They were little narrative embroidered pictures about his life. First, he did embroideries about his childhood and about his parents and his grandmother and, just different events in his early life. And then he started to create embroideries about his more recent experiences, his experience with addiction. And the interesting thing was all the other prisoners started to learn about him doing this. And he was afraid that at first everybody was going to, he's in prison, so he was afraid he was going to be beat up. But he had someone who said to him, "Would you embroider this particular thing for my girlfriend on the outside?" And he did it for him. And so then this guy was like his protector, and he was a guy with a reputation. So it kind of made him appreciated by all the other guys. Pretty soon they were saving their socks for him so he could have thread. So it was really amazing. And the embroidery process, he had all the time in the world to do that because he was in prison. Through a friend, he learned about a woman on the outside who was able to help him get some shows. And he started exhibiting his pieces while he was in prison. And pretty soon people learned about it and they started purchasing his miniature embroideries. He's out of prison and for years now, and he continues to embroider and sell his work. It is a challenge for him, but he has remained clean, and he credits the embroidery and the miniature art for saving his life.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.